Okay, last time we were speaking to Ollie Horgan, it was the end of last season. He says his phone was on, he hadn't got a call yet. He was out of contract, so to speak, but that's not the case anymore. Since then, of course, he's put pen to paper for a two-year term and is building his team for next season. Ollie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg.
Had you hoped to sign a two-year deal? You know, it's a big commitment, and you were talking about the commitment in any aspect of life. But you've put pen to paper now for 2 years. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, I mean, as I spoke to you that day, I think it was back at the start of November, very very soon after we stayed in the Premier Division in the relegation promotion playoff. Basically, at the time, and since, you know, I wanted to see what kind of hunger, what kind of, you know, where the club wanted to go. You know, could they attract new people involved, you know, off the pitch in particular? And while I took my time and while the club took their time, I think the energy that I saw in the last couple of weeks, I haven't seen in the off-season up to now. And really, that's what convinced me and maybe the club that we'd see where we go over the next 2 years, Greg. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I know you concentrate what's on the pitch, but we've a new board, new faces, new members too, so that has to be seen as a positive.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I think the key to it is that there's been a lot of additions to the board, as well as keeping the people on the board that are already there. And you know, you can't have enough people both on and off the pitch, or indeed on and off the board. And the fact that we kept what we had and added to it, to me, was huge in that, you know, you've added a lot of people to it that bring their own skill, you know, their own skill sets on top of what was already there. And that was hugely important to me. You know, we have a new commercial manager as well in John Rogers, and that type of thing is what I wanted to see could we kick on and progress. You know, with the addition, you know, of Cathy Taff as secretary, Trevor Gordon and Ivan Hardy also on the board, along with Adrian and Joe, which already added to a board that probably was overworked and a little burnt out, to be blunt about it, Greg.
Yeah.
But to see the energy and a little bit of drive that I haven't seen in the off-season before certainly gave me hope that I'll commit and give my lot, along with Paul Hegarty, to the next year or two and see where that takes us, Greg.
And, you know, it really talks to the importance of the club, you know, from literally from someone who's playing right up to someone who's making decisions. It has to that relationship has to be there, doesn't it? It has to be two-way, and that sense of positivity then emanates throughout the entire club. If everyone's, you know, enthusiastic and positive and working off the same hymn sheet, so to speak.
Yeah, most certainly. And, you know, the proof will be in the pudding as regards that, but certainly over the last 2 weeks since I committed, you know, there is a good, brilliant atmosphere about the place, a good buzz about the place. You know, the season tickets are being pushed and going very, very well. There's been, you know, work on the pitch in the off-season, which, you know, hasn't always been the case. As I said, the appointment of the new commercial manager, you know, out on the road and further appointments along the way can only be positive, Greg, but it's hard work, and while there's huge enthusiasm at the moment, it needs to continue, you know, right into the 24 months that we're talking about, and not just this side of Christmas.
Yeah, I mean, because it's an amazing product, and I know it's not a product, but it is a product too, and if you've got someone out there who's actually selling that message to the businesses, that they can actually see the genuine benefits of rowing in behind the club, that can only reap dividends and be positive. We're going to, the important thing is to talk about the shirts being available too, and the early bird season tickets offers. We'll get to that, Ollie. Just a brief word too about how you feel your team building's going, because you're out there, you know, it's an open market really, I suppose. You're looking to re-sign maybe some that were there before, you're looking for new faces, you have to get that balance right. That's a tough job, I would say.
Yeah, it certainly isn't the ideal time of the year, you know, for me or for Paul Hegarty as regards that. The off-season is often the most, you know, difficult one to try and encourage people to come back, encourage new people to come in. We have a big turnover of players this year, and a lot of players moved on for various reasons. You know, there are easier options out there. There are easier packages, if that's the right word. But certainly, you know, the division and the centre of the football of what we are playing in can't be beaten. Both North are in the Republic in the two different leagues. The Rawlers is a big enough turnover from us, because it is relentless, and for maybe what, you know, the remuneration that they get and the amount of time demands that we make on them, there certainly are easier options. But, you know, the standard of football that we play in with the division we're in, with the likes of Dundalk coming to Ballybofey twice, you know, mm-hmm. Shamrock Rovers coming there, you know, Pat's, Sligo Rovers, Derry, you know, it's hugely attractive but very, very challenging for the players.
Yeah, but you know, if you select a player, they get your vision and they're prepared to make that commitment. You know, they are committed to your club. So I suppose in a way, there's some advantages to that as well.
Yeah, certainly, you know, it's not just the footballer we want. We want someone that will roll in and buy in and pull up their sleeves. And to be fair to a man, the ones that have come in and the ones that have left did that to their credit. And, you know, we need the right type of person as well, because it is difficult. You know, we're always fighting maybe against the odds. But they have done that, and the lads that have come back in are willing to do that again, which is a huge testimony to their character. Greg as well.
And you. Now, in terms of season tickets, because you know what, this could be a fantastic Christmas present for someone as well. There's a great advantage in getting there early, getting your season ticket early, from a commercial perspective for the club as well, but the more bums and seats and people in the stands as well, the better from a club perspective. So it's like a rising tide lifts all boats. But as I say, this would be a nice one under the Christmas tree, a season ticket, all that sorted for next year, and great value in that regard as well.
Yeah, to be fair to the, you know, the committee, and to be fair to the workers over in especially in the office over in Finn Harps, I mean, they're available as we speak, you know, each time. I mean, the landline over there is manned the whole time. You know, they've asked me to give out the number, which is 370, obviously 07491. You can order your season tickets through them in the office. They can post it out if they get the order in time and early by Thursday this week. They're also offering that they will deliver them to different areas of the county to pick up points like the likes of Murphy Sports and that, should the order come in where posts will be too late. But also they have a website there where you can access and finharps.ie, where you can go in and get your season tickets. And to be fair, you know, I actually didn't even know the price of them properly myself until yesterday. But like you're talking about, you know, 5 free games out of 18, should you purchase an early bird pre-season ticket, even if you miss one through holidays and that, you effectively save for you know, on the price gates on the particular night. You know, and even the club shop there with Anne and Kieran that do brilliant work and brilliant Finn Harps people, they've opened the clubhouse there and the shop at different hours, which the hours are available on the website as well at finharps.ie, Greg.
Yeah, and I'll give those out. I have those here. And do you know what? Listen, I've no harm in anyone wearing a Manchester United shirt, Liverpool shirt, Leeds, or even randomly Sunderland. We have some strange connections in Aston Villa with clubs over there.
Right.
Listen, that's all well and good, but there's nothing nicer than seeing a young fella, young girl, or older fella, or older girl walking around in a Finn Harps jersey. And you know, these guys, the young people too, they're seeing Finn Harps on FIFA too. That's fantastic exposure through their PlayStation, Xbox and what have you. It's a beautiful shirt. Cracking Christmas present too. They're out there too. And support locally. You can support two teams, you know?
Yeah, most certainly. And to be fair, I think that has improved. You know, the amount of kids that are wearing the jersey has improved, both from our own academy and underage system, as well as supporters on that. Like, I mean, you know, the season ticket for a kid is €20 for a minimum of 18 home games, which you know, won't, obviously that type of price won't be beaten. But we also then need to give them a product on the pitch, and that's really where I come in and Paul Hegarty come in, to give them something to support and to give them something to attract them back week in, week out. But, you know, that's our problem. We're working on that each and every day, Greg. Obviously, with difficulty at times, but we'll get there. And, you know, the thought of Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers, Sligo and Derry as well in particular, coming to Ballybofey each two times minimum in the year is something great to look forward to also.
It's exciting. It's exciting times ahead. All right, listen, hopefully you get a break for Christmas, Ollie.
Great, Greg.
Yeah. I'll tell you, when I hear you plug in the tickets there and the prices, there's much more to management now, isn't there, than getting 3 points for a win.
There is.
Fair play to you. Lovely to chat to you.
Good
man. Bye-bye.